You are listening to the Reclaim Your Power podcast, the show for people that are ready to end their struggle with binge eating and body image. I'm your host, Erin Avery. Each week, I will sit with you and teach you different skills and tools that you need in order to trust yourself around food and find peace within your body. You deserve a life to live without stressing about food or having your body hold you back. So if you're ready, grab a notebook and let's get started. Hey everyone, what is going on? Did we all survive the holiday? How was your Christmas? Did Santa bring you everything you needed? We had a very chilled and relaxed Christmas. It's Jameson's first, so Chris and I decided that we are going to start a new tradition with our family, and by our family, I mean just me, him, and Jameson, where we just stay home. Christmas is at home. That's where Santa comes. We just want to stay home with her, even though she's 10 months old now. When she gets to the age where she's going to have really cool gifts that she's going to want to play with all day, we're like, we're not going to rip her from her home to take her to this place or that place and to see whomever. No, she's going to stay home and she's going to be able to play with all her presents and watch A Christmas Story for 24 hours with us, because that's what I enjoy doing. And so being at home with her for her first Christmas was an absolute amazing and beautiful thing. And I'm super excited for her to get older so we can have more Christmas fun, if you will. We did tell like our family that is here, you know, that's what our new tradition is going to be. And if you wish to see us on Christmas, that you're just gonna have to come over. I mean, both of our families live, like my mom and dad live about 8 minutes from us and his family lives about 15, 20. So it's not that big a deal to come over here. And besides, we have the little one. We don't want to have to pack up everything, right? It's just easier if you come to us. And that's what we're doing. So it was quite fun, quite enjoyable, and it was everything that we imagined Christmas, our first Christmas with Jameson, to be. So hopefully you guys had a really good holiday. And let's dive in to today's episode. So who are you feeding? Do you even know, right? Who are you feeding? So I was thinking about this because I was coaching a client online and we started talking about a binge that she had had. And, you know, we were talking and she just like, when, if you've ever coached with me or if you're like, what is it like to coach with Erin? I am a firm believer in the more you talk, the more you can solve your own problem. It's just a matter of you getting it out and getting that out to someone that can help guide you and understand the process of how to start healing. So we got really deep. She talked and talked and talked, and I just asked simple questions, but we got deep and found out that her binge was due to a recent life change. So her twins, just twin girls, they had recently moved out to live on their own. And she realized as we were going through all of the questioning and, you know, I asked her, I said, well, what was it like for you to be a mom? Because her twins were 18, 19. And I asked her, you know, well, while you've been a mom for all this time, right, what has that been like for you? And she's like, well, they were both in dance. One did piano. So I was always helping them, right? I was taking them to dance. I was helping them with costumes, helping them rehearse. She plays piano. So she was, you know, helping the one that played piano make up new songs. Like when they were little, she was creative with them, trying to find new projects for them to do. Even as they got older, right? She got creative with how to surprise them for birthdays or for Christmas and just things like that. So when her twins moved out, she realized that something was missing. And what we found out is that it was her need to feed her creativity and to nourish her soul, right? So a lot of her eating was linked to a general feeling of lack of meaning in her life. And I want you to stop and think about this, because even I thought about it after, you know, we had this conversation. I thought about my own life and my own journey. And, you know, my root cause of eating was, you know, yes, I had the trauma in my past when I was younger, but I've moved past that. But my eating was fulfilling that need of being seen, feeling heard, feeling like I was in control. So that was one of the reasons why I ate. So going back to my client, right? So she's understanding that, you know what, I'm filling this void, right? So when you're filling this void, you just see this as a binge, and you don't really get deep down into the reasons why. So that's why I ask, who are you feeding? And I want you to stop and think about that. Who are you feeding, right? Are you feeding Sarah that's physically hungry, that hasn't eaten lunch after she's had breakfast like 7 hours ago? Or is something going on in your life right now? And this isn't like a deep therapy session that you need to get yourself into. This is just more of a, you know, who am I feeding right now? Am I feeding Sarah, or am I feeding Sarah that actually is missing out on feeling important, feeling enough, feeling loved, right? When you're not feeding yourself out of hunger, you're usually feeding a habit, right? So a habit is anything like, for most of my clients that I coach, the habit is, you know, right after work. It's just, you come through the door, you put your keys down, and you go to the pantry. Or for my moms, even me, you know, being a new mom, the habit is once the baby goes down to sleep or the kids go to sleep, it's that, okay, I'm gonna sit on the couch and just eat a bag of chips, right? That's the habit. Or the time, right? You might not realize it, coming from like my background in fitness, I was an every 3 hour on the hour eater, right? That's when I ate, because that's what it was out of habit. It's an emotion. Maybe you're sad. Maybe you could be happy. You could be bored. You could be mad, angry, frustrated, you know, whatever. Or in general, just an unmet need, like, you know, being creative, helping people, right? You're used to doing all these things, but now you have an unmet need. So if you're able to pause and bring awareness to who you are feeding on the inside, okay? So like I said, who are you feeding on the inside? Who is this other person? Because I like to think of binge and overeating as two people, right? You have yourself that you physically see in the mirror, but then you have this other person that's inside of you that is actually doing the binge eating. It's not you, it's this other person. So bringing awareness to who you are feeding on the inside, you can gain so much insight into what it is you actually need. And this is where I want you to start to think about, you know, who am I feeding? Who is this inside person? What is she missing? What is she lacking? What habit has she formed? Is she feeling sad right now? Does she need to feel loved, right? Is there a need that she's not getting met, right? Maybe it's, you know, in your relationship. Maybe you are just sick and tired for the last however many years of always, you know, cleaning and picking up after your husband, right? This grown-ass man that should be doing his own things and you still pick up after him, right? Or maybe it's, you know, with your kids and your parents watch them a couple days a week, and it's just frustrating to you because, you know, you've asked them, don't hold the baby while she's sleeping, because then when I get home, it's a complete disaster. She wants to be held, but that's not what we do in our home, right? There's something going on, right? What is fueling the need to overeat or to have a binge? Who are you feeding, right? It could be that it's the part of you that's lonely. It's craving connection. It's craving adventure. Maybe you're just bored, right? So you need to crave some type of adventure for yourself. You may be feeding the part of you that just wants to speak up, right? I have a lot of clients that are just very meek and quiet, and they don't want to disrupt the status quo, so they don't say anything, and they bottle that up, right, on the inside. And that inside Sarah, Karen, Tiffany, whatever, is the one that's harboring it. So she's the one that's eating, right? So these are just a few things for you to start thinking about when you are starting to even just eat. It doesn't have to even be a binge, right? If you go back to the last episode, we talk about how to stop a binge in its tracks. This could be part of it too, because you're having this binge, you're having this overeating, or you're just eating in general, but who are you feeding, right? Who is this person that you are feeding? So you want to get very curious and become aware, because when you bring greater awareness to who this person is that you are feeding, you're able to create a deeper relationship with yourself, because this is ultimately what it is. Binge eating, overeating, eating in general is about a relationship that you have with yourself. Yes, part of the relationship is taking care of yourself, nourishing yourself, right? To live healthier, fuller lives, right? You need to eat. This is part of what we do as human beings. But when we're eating for different reasons, and we're able to, again, without judgment, but with curiosity, understand why we're eating and why this eating is getting out of control, right? The more you discover, I promise you, the less likely you will binge. This is part of one of the things I go over in Reclaim Your Power, because it's very powerful, it's very deep, it's very unconventional. Because I think a lot of people feel like, I don't need to go that deep. And you don't, to some level. Like I'm a firm believer that you don't need to go the therapy route. We don't need to go back, you know, to when you're a childhood. I've tried therapy and it did not work for me. However, there is some type of self-discovery, awareness, and curiosity that does have to come to surface, but it's not anything that you have to live into, truly think about, sit down and like journal about it for, you know, 32 pages. It's just, oh, okay. Like my client, right? Oh, you know what? My kids just moved out and I am feeling antsy because I'm not using, you know, my creativity anymore. I'm not, I don't feel like I'm needed, right? That's all it is. And that's as deep as you need to go. You need to figure out what it is that's going on in your current environment, not your past, but what is happening in your current environment that is causing you to overeat. And it might, you know, kind of parallel or cross into some type of past history. But 90% of the time when I work with people with this, it doesn't. Like I said, even with myself, the beginning of my eating happened due to trauma. But, right, who am I feeding now? I've realized, you know, what's changed? My kid is now not walking, but she's starting to like stand up, but she's crawling. She's into everything. She's becoming her own person. And that's changed. It's changed from her just being like, you know, like a little blob in her bed. I just put her anywhere and go do my life. But now it's, you know, I can do my life and she's doing her life, but I have to keep a close eye on her life so that I can save her life if she like tries to crawl upstairs or, you know, is on the couch and does, I don't want her to roll off type deal, right? So that's changed. That's my current environment. That's what's the biggest thing for me right now. If I really wanted to think about, okay, who am I feeding? I'm feeding the part of Erin that is emotionally taxed, right? Because all day, every day, I'm just go, 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 trying to follow her around to keep her safe and alive. So that's as simple as it is. That's as simple as it is. If I'm eating, like I mentioned to you guys before, right? A couple of weeks ago, that's what it was. It was my current environment is things have changed over the last 3 months, right? She's more mobile now. And now I have to adjust to it and I have to find different ways to be able to navigate how I want to handle things. So again, You want to bring greater awareness to who you're feeding, because when you do this, you're going to be able to create a deeper relationship with yourself and who you are. But when you do this, I want you to do this without judgment, but instead with curiosity, right? And the curiosity is, what's happening around me right now? Why am I feeling this way? Why am I eating, whether it be a binge or just eating, right? And if the simple answer is because I'm hungry, it's physical hungry, cool. But if it's not, explore that. Just explore that for 3 to 5 minutes. And I promise you, you're going to be able to discover more about yourself. And once you start to understand and discover with curiosity, you're going to be less likely to binge. All right, you guys, that is it for today. Real quick, though, I want you to know the new year is coming, right? The new year is around the corner. So I am starting a wait list right now for my listeners. If you are listening to this and you're like, you know what, I am ready to get this binge eating under control, I would love for you to just send me a quick email, erinaveryfitness@gmail.com, and just put waitlist, and I will send you an email. We will have a talk, and I will put you on the waitlist so that we can get you started in the 12-week program, Reclaim Your Power. And because you are listening to this episode and you are ready to take action with being on the waitlist, I am offering my listeners right now $150 off as my gift to you. I'm giving you $150 towards the program. All right, you guys, now I promise I'm done. I just had to, I remembered that's what's happening in January. So I'm finished with this episode. I will talk to you guys in the new year. All right, bye-bye. Hey guys, did you enjoy today's topic? If something in this episode resonated with you, I would love it if you would share it on your social media. The more people that get a chance to listen means the more people I get to help. Thanks for listening and stay tuned for another episode.